531.
Hashtag trending.
Coronavirus.
Yes, Brian. It's not only trending online, but also trending or spreading viral in the terms of, you know, of it being an outbreak.
Mm.
And the death toll now stands at 304 at least in China alone. The first death outside of China was last night confirmed in the Philippines.
Mm.
A 44-year-old man who was from the city of Wuhan. Now, the reason why we're talking about it on hashtag trending this morning...
Oh, wait, just before you did... I just got back from my trip, and one day we were in Fiji when coming back to New Zealand, and I was speaking to some of the locals there in Fiji, and they were saying that there was a plane that was in Fiji that was full of Chinese nationals, and apparently it was turned away, and they had to actually fly back to China. They weren't actually allowed to...
Land.
Yeah, they weren't actually allowed to get off the plane at all.
Yeah, well, a few countries have done that as a safety precaution, trying to prevent the coronavirus from entering their borders. But the reason we're talking about coronavirus on hashtag trending this morning is that since the outbreak has become more worldwide known, I've seen a number of memes and a lot of people joking about the coronavirus online. I've seen a meme with like a Corona beer bottle.
Yeah.
As well as like Heineken bottles, and the Heineken bottles are like wearing a mask. I know. It's, when you picture it or you see it, it's a little bit funny. But my problem with this is that I've seen a lot of memes and I've seen a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm not really a fan of it is because when Samoa had its measles epidemic, a cartoonist down in Otago came up with a cartoon sort of making a mockery of the Samoa measles.
Sure.
And what happened is that we were not happy about it.
Mm.
And so, rightly so, because it was offensive. 80-something children and adults died from that measles epidemic, and so it wasn't funny. So why is it now funny that it's a coronavirus in China that hasn't directly affected us here in the South Pacific with a fatality, so to speak? But why is it all of a sudden funny and for us to make jokes when we were just upset over the Samoa measles cartoon not so long ago?
I think you hit it on the head there when you say that because there has been no fatalities or casualties in our part of the world, so therefore it's... What is it? Maybe it's game for some of our, or you know, whoever's posting this online. But then, you know, you look at what's the death toll at the moment? Over 300?
Over 300.
Worldwide. It's still, you know, a loss of life. A number of people have been impacted and affected by this. I think we're Wuhan, the city where this virus originated, population of about 11 million, and there were 9 cities in China, total population of about 50 million, which went into quarantine. So when you look at that number of people and then how quickly it spread over the last... How long has it been? Over nearly a month?
I think over the past few weeks for... I mean, in terms of global.
Sure.
But within Wuhan, the outbreak's been there since last year, I think, late November, early December.
No, I see your point, you know, and it's right. You know, I agree with you. TBH, you know, to be honest, when I heard it, because while I was away over the last few weeks, there was no news or that I watched. I intentionally stayed offline, you know, just focused on being away and having time with the family and that. I forgot the point I was just about to make. But in terms of the, you know, the seriousness and in terms of the, you know, the loss of life in there, I totally agree with you there, Mabel.
Yep. So before you hit share on that meme or that joke about coronavirus, have a think about how you felt about the Samoa measles cartoon and then maybe just cancel what you're about to do in sharing that joke.
Very nice.